Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, October 5th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Compassion International is hit hard by Hurricane Gene. Church leaders work to revive a passion for missions, and HCJB World Radio is gearing up for digital radio. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While Hurricane Gene is now but a memory, the people of Haiti can't forget the devastation. The rains flooded the city of Gonaïves, leaving 300,000 people homeless and more than 1,500 dead. President of Compassion International, Wes Stafford, says they were hit hard.
We have a number of projects there, and 8 of them have been seriously affected. 8 projects for us is about 2,000 children and their families. There's a level of desperation on these people's faces that I've never seen, and I've lived in Haiti for 4 years.
Your financial support becomes an enabling gift for Compassion International.
There's no more powerful way to present the gospel than to match up words and deeds. What Compassion has been doing is equipping little churches to live out their faith in loving ways in the community, which gives them the credibility to speak their faith.
And as a result, many are coming to Christ. Go to our website or call our resource line to help. Meanwhile, the 300,000 homeless people who survived flooding in Haiti's north now face the twin scourges of starvation and waterborne disease. Men for Missions' Bill Evans says their church partners are trying to help, but the people don't have a lot to give.
We're asking folks to consider giving both physically and financially in relief of these folks. We're asking for folks to send things like sheets and towels and wash rags, soaps and shampoos, bags of rice and beans and bottled water.
Evans says the radio stations continue to broadcast the gospel in a dark time for Haiti. The outreach goes further when prayer joins action.
We're looking for other things that we can send down on a container that we're going to be sending at the end of the month. We're really mindful of those needs. Everything that these people have has been washed away in these floods, and so there's going to be a tremendous physical need, and of course the bigger need is the spiritual.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Sometimes church leaders need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and renew vision. To help sharpen that vision into a clear missions focus, the Association for Baptists for World Evangelism is holding a pastor's consultation. ABWE's E.C. Haskell coordinates the event. When asked why this would be important, Haskell says,
"One of the problems in so many churches is they see missions as attack on, missions as a program of the church. And we believe missions is the ministry of the church."
The consultation goes through the end of this week, but another one is scheduled for March. Haskell describes the goal of the meetings as one of cultivation.
What we hope they go away with is a new vision, more information on how to draw their church and the people of their church into this matter of world evangelism.
Meanwhile, HCJB World Radio is gearing up for the next generation of AM and shortwave radio signals. It's called Digital Radio Mondial, and it's only used by about 50 radio networks worldwide. AM and shortwave analog signals are hard to listen to because of static and interference. DRM has the same long range but sounds more like FM radio. DRM technology is expensive, though, but could be more effective in reaching the younger generation with the gospel. Pray as HCJB World Radio begins transmitting in DRM in the years ahead. And finally, Ramabai Mukti Mission is asking people to pray for 3 projects that are currently underway in India. Their water tower project is about 80% done, but 2 children's homes are less than 50% complete. Mukti is asking people to pray for good workmanship and that God's name will be glorified by the witness of the workers. Pray, too, that God will bring in the funding needed to complete the project that will help Mukti reach out to young people with the hope of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.